Hello, and thank you for calling 1-800-RENT-A-GIRLFRIEND, where you can phone it in. You can choose from our large selection of beautiful ladies to be your girlfriend at an event, family dinner, office party, or just a cozy Friday night in. There are 6 models you can choose from. Press pound to hear for the next model at any time. Sophie, a petite, talkative, high-energy bimbo with an interest in health and fitness, perfect for an active setting like... Alex, statuesque, intelligent, shy artist with interest in sculptural modern art, great for events at museums and art shows in more intimate spaces. People you interact with as a couple will find your girlfriend very impressive with no layer of intimidation. Maxine, a customer favorite, curvaceous goth girl with interest in horror movies and vinyl records. Charismatic, polite, and confident. Perfect if you want a girlfriend who will impress your friends with her knowledge and passion for media. But beware, they will think she is much cooler than you. Perfect for parties with large groups of people, late night talks, completing your smoke sesh lineup, and pool parties. Great choice you have selected. Maxine. She's just dying to meet you. Press 1 to hear a welcome message. Hi, I'm Maxine, but you can call me Max, or Miss Ripley if you're nasty. I'd love to go on a date with you. I am great with parents and friends. I haven't felt embarrassment in years, and I'm great at carrying a conversation. If you can take your eyes off my tits, but that's the hard part. I will boast you up to all your friends, talk you up, make you look amazing, and leave everyone wondering, oh my gosh, how did he get this cool girl? I'm also good in quiet spaces, so if you just need me to cuddle up with you and hang out and watch a movie, I would love to do that too. I hope I get to see you soon. Sounds feisty, doesn't she? Can't you just see her on your arm or even in your bed? We think you two are going to get along just great. To accept the charges and book Maxine, enter the last 4 digits of your credit card and press the pound key now. Processing. Congratulations, big spender. You are only days away from sitting across the table from your dream girl. She'll reach out to you soon with an initial meetup location. This is where you will have your consultation. Try not to fall in love. Thanks for calling 1-800-RENT-A-GIRLFRIEND, where you can phone it in. You have 1 new message.
Hi there, it's Max. I'm super excited to meet you. So we are going to meet at the Ramen and Tea House on the corner of Barbary Street. I'll be there around 1 or 2 or so. You see my picture, so you know what I look like, but I'll be wearing all black, if that helps. And we're going to have our consultation. So I've gone over your form and your requests and everything, so we'll have to use this date in order to get our story straight and learn more about each other. So think of it as like our first, second, third, and fourth date. So if you have any questions, feel free to go through the app and message me and let me know. And I will see you then, gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, I'm Max. Oh, hey, are you my date?
Hi, handsome.
How are you? It's nice to meet you. Wow, you're strong. Holy shit. Me? I'm awesome. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for meeting me here, too. Yeah, have you been to this place before? Oh, it's amazing. I think you're gonna love it. They have, like, different levels of, like, spicy food and all that stuff. We always do consultation dates for clarification, but they're also a safety precaution. We just do them like in public and everything. Plus the company pays for the outing with this fancy little credit card. So, oh, thank you. I got particularly dolled up for you, so you have an idea of what you're in for. Wow. Hotter than you initially thought. Wow, babe. Thank you. You don't have to go on too much with the sweet talk. I can feel my head inflating. So, what's your deal? I just mean, what's a guy like you doing hiring a girlfriend. Like, I just feel like you're incredibly attractive, smart, well-spoken, and you have incredible arms. So what's a guy like you doing hiring a service like this? I'm trying to impress friends, okay. And an ex-girlfriend. Ooh, now we're talking. Who broke up with who? Ah, you broke up with her, lady killer. Whoa, holy shit, she cheated on you? Do people still do that? On you. Wow, so a grade A bitch. Got it, writing that down. So this ex, what's her name? Ugh, ew. No, there's nothing wrong with the name. I just hate that such a horrible person has it. Is she in a relationship? Kinda. Oh, so if she's dating someone, she makes sure to let you know about it. Gotcha. So this is gonna be a classic, you need to move on because I've moved on sort of a deal. Got it. Okay. So we gotta make sure that she doesn't want to talk to you ever again after this. Really rub it in her face. Okay. I haven't had something like this with an insidious undertone. This is exciting. Okay, so let's make a game plan about what our couple's story is gonna be. Maybe we can say we met at a Tyler the Creator concert. Oh, you did? That's so cool. I was there too. Wow. Okay, great. And you have great taste in music. Have you been listening to Chromacopia? Amazing, right? Like, I have been listening to Thought I Was Dead like every single fucking day. And then Kendrick, it's, oh my God, his fucking album just came out too. I can't. Oh my God, I absolutely agree. Totally. Wow, look at us being cute already. So we met at the show. Maybe I spilled some of my drink on you during death camp. And we've been dating for 3 months. Yeah. Yeah, it's early enough where we won't logically know anything, like everything about each other, but it's still semi-serious. When did you guys break up? 4 months? Cool. Yeah, that totally works then. That's like more than enough. Like, it's like a respectable amount of time where you don't look like a dick. It looks like you took like a long amount of time to like be sad and everything. Damn. Okay. So not only are you over her, but you hate her. Got it. Okay. So we've gone over who you want me to be. Now, who do you want to be? Well, I just mean, like, with me being your girlfriend and everything, I can project whatever persona you want. If you want to seem nicer, cooler, amazing in bed, I can make all of this happen. Oh, speaking of, do you need me overnight? Really? You don't? Huh. Yeah, I kind of am surprised. Most guys tend to jump down my throat. On the idea of me being there overnight, so. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just pleasantly surprised, that's all. It's always a decision up to me. The agency has guidelines to make sure that I'm safe and everything, but they trust me to go off of impressions of the clients, because to be honest, if it's a guy with great music taste and like really nice hands and kind of messy hair, I'm gonna have a hard time not falling in love. So, when is the party? Saturday. Got it. Okay. Pool party. Awesome. No, that's great. I have a bikini I've been waiting to bust out. Wow. Yes, they actually do make bikinis for boobs this big. How fucking dare you? Wow. Okay, so you're funny too. That's also great to know. Yeah, it just makes things a lot easier for me when I don't have to fake laugh. So tell me about your ex and what I can do that'll piss her off. Ooh. Okay, yeah. Got it. This is the place? Dang, this place is swanky. So it's your friend's housewarming party, yeah? Sweet. All right, boyfriend, let's get in there.
Oh, wait.
Are you okay? You seem real nervous. Are you all right? Yeah, I totally understand. I get nervous around exes, too.
No, not really. But do you feel better now?
How about this? Do you want to take a hit in my joint?
Yeah, it's medical, too. Your girl's got anxiety, so it's, like, the good stuff.
Oh, yeah, this little baby? I was saving for later tonight, but I can bust it out now.
Oh, I can shotgun you if you want.
It's where I take a hit and then, like, blood into your mouth. I mean, feel free to say no. I'm taking a hit regardless, so.
You do?
Don't let me pressure you, but I think you're going to love it. The strain mellows me right out. Plus, I'll finally get to kiss you. I got to make sure that you're a good kisser, so big bonus for me.
Do you, maybe want to hop in the back and get nice and close?
I'll give you something to think about while we're in there.
Okay.
Nice car, by the way.
All right. I'm going to straddle you, all right?
What? No one's going to catch us.
Plus, there's no one even around. Completely empty street. Relax. Live a little, my guy.
Okay. Ready? I'm not going to make it a big hit, I promise.
All right.
Take a deep breath. And out. And in.
All right, girl, baby. Yeah, just breathe, man. There you go. Holy shit. God, no wonder she's crashing out. I'd be livid if I lost someone that could kiss like that.
Oh, yeah, I knew it. I had a feeling. Are you all right? How do you feel?
Oh, here, have some of my water.
Big deep breaths. Breathe deep.
Yeah.
There you go, babe. Do you feel relaxed? Yeah, that's probably all you need. Let's get out of here.
Oh, for sure. Walking into a party with a nice buzz, a little boost of confidence, your expensive date on your arm, and an even more expensive bottle of wine as a housewarming present, you're gonna kill him dead, dude.
You're right, we're gonna kill him dead.
Yeah, it's like a $2,000 bottle of wine.
Oh, I didn't buy it. I get like crazy gifts like that from clients all the time, and I fucking hate red wine.
Oh my god, it looks like fucking Jordan Belfort's house back here.
Alright, so where's the Target?
I mean, which one's your ex?
Oh, wow, she's pretty. I can see why you picked me.
Oh yeah, we just like look completely different. She's incredibly hot though. I mean, she looks like fucking Sabrina Carpenter. She's stunning.
Oh yeah, no, and I look like Queen of the Damned. It's like polar opposites. It was a really smart move on your part, actually.
Huh. Well, thank you, darling. You flatter me. Well, I'm gonna go up and talk to her.
Of course I am. I'm gonna build a rapport. She'll see me as a super nice person, and I'll make her look like garbage whenever she's a jerk to me.
Oh, she will. She wasn't looking when you and I walked in, so as far as she's concerned, I'm a hot, friendly stranger. She'll find out that I'm dating her ex-boyfriend, and that's it. She knows nothing about me, and so any negative opinion that she forms of me is going to strictly be based on the fact that I have something that she wants. So I'll go over there, chat her up a little bit, just come over in like 30 seconds.
Sounds right.
Hey, Hey, I'm so sorry to bother you guys. I just had to tell you, I am in love with your lip gloss. It looks so beautiful on you. Yeah? See, I fucking knew it. No one makes lip glosses like her. I know, if only she would make new fucking music, right? And Maxine, by the way. Oh, thank you. I, like, cannot stop getting tattoos. What'd you say your name was? Oh, hey! Whoa! God damn, girl, why the hostility all of a sudden? Oh, I didn't know that you guys knew each other. Oh, you guys used to date! Well, I knew she had good taste. I was just complimenting her on her lip gloss. Him and I were actually in bed this morning talking about past relationships. You're not the chick that cheated on him, right? I'm just kidding. Whoa! I know I'm not supposed to call out awkward silences, but Christ, that was one for the books. So I'm assuming you're Devin, then? Oh. Well, interesting to meet you. You still have good taste, just bad judgment. Babe, do you want to go get a drink with me? I think I'm done here. Alright, how'd that go? Yeah? You've never seen that look on her face? Well, trust me, I'll make sure you see it again. I'm just getting warmed up. Ooh, speaking of, how do you feel about doing a tequila shot? Shots plural? I don't know. I am technically on the clock, so I gotta stay sharp in case I... I feel like you could convince me of making a lot of bad decisions. Let's start with one. Ooh, who is that that's coming over that's excited about tequila shots? Oh, Stu. Cool, he's hot. And how do we know him? College roommates. Got it. Dude, he's like really hot. Is he single? I'm kidding. I'm all yours for the day, darling. You know that. Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Maxine. Right, like the Mia Goth movie. She has made my name so cool. I'm so grateful because it really was like an old lady name before that. Oh, me? Am I known as the mysterious girlfriend? Wow. Oh, yeah, it's my fault we haven't met yet. I am, like, devastatingly antisocial. But with a guy this handsome, it's hard to resist the urge to show him off. Is it hard for you guys in your friend group to be surrounded by, like, the perfect encapsulation of the female gaze? No, babe, I'm not gonna stop. I'm gonna gas you up and compliment you tonight like it's my job. Oh yeah, we met at a Tyler the Creator show, and ever since then I just have not been able to get him to leave me alone. I keep finding him on my front porch like a sweet little puppy. I know, what can I say? I have like major heart eyes for guys with great taste in music, even though he snores horribly. Oh my gosh, no, I promise you it's Crimson Peak. Yes, it is the perfect movie to cuddle to in the winter. You get some hot chocolate or like apple cider, you cuddle up in crochet blankets, you watch Crimson Peak, and you like, it's so perfect, Stu. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm not saying that Bram Stoker's Dracula isn't up there. I'm just saying I think Crimson Peak might beat it a little bit, but I don't know, babe. Maybe you and I will have to cuddle and watch Bram Stoker's Dracula and then do a double feature with Crimson Peak, compare and contrast. Well, Stu, we'll come back to you with our results and you come back to us with your results. No. Go ahead. I understand. Go host your party. You've been hanging out with us too much. We'll talk to you later. Yeah, it was great meeting you. going well? Good, good. Oh, yeah, your friends love me. Well, your friends are easy to talk to. You have good taste in people. Yeah, including me. That's very true. Yeah, I mean, I've been loving getting a lot of attention from you. I feel like I'm kind of talking too much in these conversations, but I'm realizing that you're kind of just letting me talk, and you're doing a lot of touching me and staring at me. No, I don't mind. I'm all yours. You can touch me. You can stare at me. Well, I'm getting wet. How about you? Well, yeah, I mean, why else would I be wearing a swimsuit under these? The pool, darling. I'm gonna get wet in the pool. Wow, you gotta get your mind out of the gutter. Do I, as the person with the biggest tits at this party, have to be the person to get in the pool first, or do I have to be the first person to take my shirt off? Like, why is this my responsibility? You dare me? Oh, darling, you don't have to dare me. You're paying me. And I didn't wear a red bikini to not be seen in it. So I'm trying to make someone jealous here, aren't I? Think this will do the job? Oh yeah, she's staring. Well, let's keep her staring. You gonna let me just hang on the side of the pool like this, or are you gonna come in here and join me? Well, good. Take the shirt off, handsome. Oh, hey, I brought sunscreen. I put some on earlier, but I don't know if you... Oh, holy shit. Huh? Oh, I said holy shit, because you're like movie star level hot, like a level of hot I put next to like Daniel Kaluuya or Sebastian Stan. Oh, sunscreen, right. Could you get my shoulders, actually? I forgot to do that. Oh, look, we've started a trend. People are finally getting in the pool. Thank you. Your hands feel really nice. Squat down here really quick, hot stuff. So your trunks are doing a horrible job hiding the evidence of how excited you are. So I think you should get in this pool pretty quickly to keep your monster cock from springing out and scaring the townsfolk. Because I think this rate they're gonna chase me with the pitchforks. So come on, get those long legs in here. Well, they're longer than my legs, so. Did I watch Long Legs? I sure did. I saw it in theaters, actually. I felt like it under-delivered. Like, the marketing saying that it was the scariest movie of the year, I only jumped once, and that happened to be when someone smashed their head into a table, which is a logical reaction. What? What about this is making you feel attracted to me? Oh, because you agree with my movie opinions. Well, so what? You have a shot of tequila, and a girl with big tits agrees with your movie opinions, and all of a sudden you think you can just come behind a girl and kiss her on the neck? Is that what you think? Payback? Payback for what, sweetheart? I always play fair. I'm playing fair when I start rubbing my ass against your hard cock. I think this is playing fair. God, these swim shorts are so thin, baby. You must be suffering. Oh, look at that. Looks like your ex is coming. Of course I'm not gonna stop. Don't be stupid. I'm a great multitasker. Devil! I mean, Devin! How can I help you? Well, surely there's nothing you need from him anymore, right? I mean, you made sure of that.
God, you are so hard, baby.
Oh, I was just whispering that your face gets really red when you're embarrassed. Listen, Devin, normally I support women's rights and wrongs, but I tend to draw the line at cheating, and you burned every bridge you could have had with him the second you cheated on him, and it doesn't have to be this whole big explosive thing. You decided to throw out a smart, sweet, incredibly hot guy like trash, and he got someone else, and you can't stand that. I can hardly stand it. Except that this is your reality, and that he has moved on. It's time that you should too. Just pull him to the side. Fuck, I feel you even closer. Now, I am this close to a face-to-face confrontation. I will come out of here, and I guarantee you I look incredibly hot coming out of a pool. Bye now. Jesus, even without the cheating, she's still a fucking... Hey man, hold on. I'm amazing. Oh, stop it. I'm just doing my... What? You wanna book me overnight? Yeah, there's hella add-ons. You can make whatever you want happen. You want the overnight part to start right now? You wanna... Oh! Yeah! Do you wanna get out of here? Let's get... We have, like, rooms at, like, suites available if you want. What? No? Whoa, easy, Tiger. Me chewing her out must have riled you. Mm. Okay, fuck. Fuck, stop it. Oh, let me get a towel. Stu! Hey, man, can I, Stu, focus. Buy me dinner first before you go looking at those. Jesus, dude. Can you tell me where I can find a bathroom? Ooh, a pool house. Perfect. You know what? Just for that, you can look at my ass for free when I walk away. Is he looking? Oh, I fucking knew it. Okay, pool house. Let's go. Wait, I'm fucking... I can't get the fucking doorknob. Hold on a second. No, baby, you have to... Fuck. You have to get your lips off my neck. Because I'm... Fucking doorknob. Let me go. Shit. God, I really hope that wasn't... family heirloom or something. Fuck, wait. you gotta get off me, cause the door is open and someone could definitely see us. Thank you. No, yeah, I appreciate it. It's definitely not my kind of exhibitionism. Hey, darling, we haven't discussed pricing or anything you want to do. Are you sure you want to do this? It's a little less than that bottle of wine, but not by much. You can afford it, okay? And you need it? Okay. Yeah, I mean, I have... No doubt in my mind that you need it, because, God, those shorts are really not leaving much to the imagination. Jesus Christ. I just don't want you... Okay. I got the hint. You can afford it. I'll shut the fuck up.
Fuck. What?
Oh, you want to shut me up? And how do you intend on doing that, stud?
Oh, fuck. What?
Oh, you want... you want me to be honest? Yes? Oh, God, fuck. I was looking at your hands when we met, and what about it? Well, I've told you, I like guys with nice hands. Oh my God. And that was before I knew what yours could fucking do to me. Oh my God. Yes, right there, please. Right there, please. Fuck. Oh my God. Yeah, just fuck in circles like that. Oh my God. Wow. It's crazy how good you are at this. This is like fucking nuts. Again, I see why your ex-girlfriend's like fucking obsessed with getting you back. Oh my God. I would fucking never let you go if I had you in my fucking arms like this. What? Yeah, I've been like just about this wet ever since you took your shirt off, gorgeous. Yeah, well, those amazing hands happen to go into fucking incredible arms and then really sexy shoulders and then an amazing back that I'm like dying to fucking dig my nails into. Yeah, I have a thing for it. Or maybe I just have a thing for you. Have you ever considered that? Oh my God. Because the way that you're rubbing my clit right now, I can safely say that I have a thing for you. Fuck. Wait. Fucking. To stop. Because I'm going to come, dude. Please. Fuck. Please stop. Here, how about you lay back for me, huh? Because if you are paying me for this, I should show you what I can actually do, right? Now, lay back and let me pull these shorts down. Holy fucking shit. Yeah, no, it was rubbing against your dick earlier, and I'm still kind of beside myself at how fucking beautiful your cock is. Can I taste it, please?
Does that feel good, baby? Is that what you're hoping for? Mm-hmm. God, I love the way that your cock feels so heavy on my tongue. Is that good? Of course it's good. I'm a professional after all. Gotta make sure a guy like you gets his money's worth, right? Why did you pull me? So what, are you telling me that my blowjob is terrible? No, it's okay. I mean, if it was, I would be confused, but I would also take the feedback and try to use it to better my techniques. But I'm assuming you pulled me up here for something else. God, yes, absolutely. I would love for you to be throbbing inside of me, darling. Let me show you why I'm a customer favorite, huh? Do you think your super hot friend Stu has got any condoms in the bathroom? Okay, cool. He definitely seems like the type of guy that would have them in a bowl or something for his friends to take. I just mean he's a sex-positive slut, so it seems. I promise you I'm not trying to make you jealous, darling. Just stop having hot friends. Now let's see what Stu has got as far as condoms in the bathroom. You know, if you ever book me in the future, I do have sex without condoms, but that's only if you, like, bring a recent STD test and... Fuck! God, you scared me. Yeah, I found them. Do you want me to? Oh. Or you can grab it out of my hands and fuck, rip it open with your teeth. Totally. That works for sure. You want me to what? Face the mirror and lean against the sink? Yeah, I can do that. Me? Am I ready? Baby boy, I make a living out of being ready. Now please, fuck me. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. Oh, holy shit. Holy shit, you're so fucking thick. Oh my god, baby. Mm-hmm. You know, you are really one of those guys that should probably give a warning about the size of their cock, because girls are probably afraid you're gonna fucking split them in half. Oh, me? No, I'm not. Fuck, I'm not worried. I'm fucking elated at the idea. Fuck, yes, right there, please. Fuck. Oh my god, fuck, yes. Oh my god. Please, baby, fuck. Yes, run my clit just like that, please. Yeah, in little circles like that. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fuck, my dear. Wait, stop. Fuck, I think someone's coming. Yes, I'm probably coming very soon. That's not what I mean. Fuck, baby, please, fuck. Oh, fuck. You just didn't close the door very well when you came in here. Fuck. No, because whoever's coming up here is going to be able to see right into the bathroom. You have to close the door. What? It's your ex-girl. Mm. Oh, is that what we're gonna do? No, he can do that, baby. You wanna show her what she's missing out on? Go ahead and show her. Fuck. Oh my god, you feel so good. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god, baby. Fuck, you feel so fucking big inside me. Fuck. Oh my god, come over your huge fucking cock. Can I please? Please, baby, please. I want to come so bad. Please, daddy, can you please let me come all over you, please? Yeah, fuck, thank you. Oh my god, thank you, fuck, yeah. Fuck, yes, fuck, thank you, fuck. Well, fuck, she definitely, I think she definitely gets the hint now. Fuck, did you come? I wasn't, to be honest, was not focusing on that, bad at my job. Yeah, a little while ago. Okay, you might have to pull out of me now, because this gripping onto the sink is starting to hurt my hands. Hey, so I just want to say I've had a really awesome time hanging out with you and being your girlfriend, and you know, normally I'm a customer favorite, but you're definitely my favorite customer now. Ew, it was not corny. What the fuck? That was like genuinely good. And I made that up. That was like me being, wow. Wow. Okay, got it. No, it's cool. I just like won't be my genuine self around you. I get it. No, I thought it was like, I thought we were safe here, but apparently we're not. Just, Jesus, you just hate me. I understand.